further with prayer.
让我们再低头有一些祷告。
Lord, how do can we thank you enough?
主，我们实在对你的感谢不尽。
As we sit around this table, Lord,
当我们坐在你的桌前的时候
，we see that you have done everything.
我们看到实在你成就了一切。
Oh, you have won the victory.
你已经得胜。
You're the one, Lord, that has effected salvation even to the uttermost.
主，你的得救，你的救恩实在是直到完全。
We sit at this table in peace and in rest because you have triumphed.
因为你已经得胜，所以我们坐在你的桌前，我们的心中满有安息和平安。
And as we eat of the bread, as we drink of the cup, we are reminded, Lord, that we were united with you forever.
当我们吃着饼喝着杯的时候，我们被提醒主，我们是永远与你合一。
We thank you, Lord, for this banquet. We confess we are so satisfied with you.
主，我们实在要说，在你的里面，我们得着何等的满足。
And we thank you, Lord, because we not only announce the Lord's death, but we even do that until you come.
主，我们要如此行，只等到你的再来。
The table reminds us that our King is coming soon.
这饼杯提醒我们，我们的君王就要快来。
Thank you.
感谢你，主。
And now, as we turn together to your word, we want to place this time in your hands.
当我们要来读你的话语的时候，我们把这样的时间交在你的手中。
We echo our brother's prayer. Speak that living word that you know we need to hear.
主，我们要来回应我们弟兄的祷告。主啊，求你把那活泼的话语说在我们的心里，给我们可听的耳。
Lord, we confess that we cannot do anything without you.
主，我们实在要说，没有你，我们什么都不能做。
And yet, at the same time, we can do all things in Him who strengthens us.
但我们同样也要说，在那得胜的主的里面，一切都能行。
We pray that your mighty Holy Spirit would be completely in charge.
我们愿那大能的灵在下面的时间来完全的掌权。
Glorifying and revealing the Lord Jesus.
愿主耶稣能够被启示出来，愿他得着全部的荣耀。
So we pray these things for your own glory, Lord.
所以我们如此的祷告是为着你自己的荣耀。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I want to read a few scriptures as we begin this time together.
那我们开始的时候要一同来读几处的圣经。
Starting from again, the first verse of the book of Revelation.
我们再一次要来读启示录的第一节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 1.
启示录一章一节。
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him.To show to his bondservants the things which must soon take place, and he sent and communicated by his angel to his bondservant John.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，教他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰。
Revelation chapter 12.
然后我们要来读启示录十二章。
We'll start from verse 1.
我们要从第一节来读。
A great sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. And she was with child, and she cried out, being in labor and in pain to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his heads were 7 diadems.And his tail swept away a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she gave birth, he might devour her child.
天上显出大异象来，有一个妇人身披日头，脚踏月亮，头戴十二星的冠冕。她怀了孕，在生产的艰难中疼痛呼叫。天上又现出异象来，有一条大红龙，七头十角，七头上戴着七个冠冕，它的尾巴拖拉着天上星辰的三分之一，摔在地上。龙就站在那将要生产的妇人面前，等她生产之后，要吞吃她的孩子。
And she gave birth to a son, a male child, who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. And her child was cut up to God and to his throne. Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared by God, so that there she should be nourished for 1,260 days.
妇人生了一个男孩子，是将来要用铁杖辖管万国的。他的孩子被提到神宝座那里去了，妇人就逃到旷野，在那里有神给他预备的地方，使他被养活1260天。
Verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels waging war with the dragon. The dragon and his angels wage war. And they were not strong enough.And there was no longer a place found for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him.
第七节，在天上就有了征战，米迦勒同他的使者与龙征战，龙也同他的使者去征战。并没有得胜，天上再没有他们的地方。大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被摔在地下，他的使者也一同被摔下去。
Then, I would like to emphasize that word. Then, meaning, keep the picture in mind. Somebody went up to the throne of God. Satan is being thrown down, and then we hear then. Then.I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, he who accuses them before our God day and night. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives even when facedwith death. For this reason, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has come down to you having great wrath, knowing that he has only a short time.
英文版在这十节的前边有一个词，就是然后，就是我们看到那大龙被扔下来，然后有一个男孩升上去之后，请大家记住那个画面。然后我听见在天上有大声一说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了，因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜生命，所以诸天和住在其中的，你们都快乐吧。只是地与海有祸了，因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多，就气愤愤地下到你们那里去了。
And one verse from the Epistle to the Galatians in chapter 4 and verse 19.
然后我们要来读加拉太书第四章十九节。
And the Apostle Paul says by the Holy Spirit.My children, with whom I am again in labor until Christ is formed in you.
这里是使徒保罗在圣灵当中说的，我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 10.
然后我们要来读马太福音第六章第十节。
I read it in the authorized version.
弟兄是用一个英文版来读的。
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is on heaven.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And once again, the verse we just read in chapter 12, verse 10, Revelation 12:10. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now the salvation and the power.And the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. Just the beginning of the verse.
然后我们要再回到启示录十二章，再读一下第十节。我听见在天上有大声音说：“我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。”
So as we come to this last session of our conference,
当我们来到特会的最后一堂信息的时候
，I trust that you all know that we are considering two parallel phrases.
我想大家都知道，我们要来看的是两个并行的经节。
Which we just read in Matthew, Thy kingdom come, a prayer.
就是我们刚刚读过的，在马太福音当中，愿你的国降临，那里是一个祷告。
But in Revelation, the verse we just read, Now the kingdom has come.
然后在启示录十二章当中，我们刚刚也读过，那里说，我神的国。 都来到了。
So as we continue today our meditation, I would like to very briefly remind you of the essential spiritual principles which we consider in Revelation chapter 1 through 3 regarding the coming of the kingdom.
那当我们继续下面的信息的时候，我愿提醒大家，就是我们这几堂所关注的后边那个属灵的原则，也同样是我们在启示录第一到第三章当中所看到的。
Number one, God gives his kingdom to a certain nature, a certain character.
第一，就是神把他的国赐给的是一些特有的特性，特有的性质。
And that is the character of the Son of Man, our Lord Jesus.
那就是我们的主人子耶稣基督所有的那个特性。
It's no wonder that the whole book of Revelation, which is about the kingdom, of how the kingdom of this world will become the kingdom of our God and His Christ, the whole book begins with a vision of the Son of Man.
这就是为什么启示录这样一本关于天国，关于现在的这个国如何能够成为神心意当中那个天国，这样一本书开始于人子的意象。
And a detailed description of his character is presented to us.
然后我们看到对那里有对主耶稣一个特别详细的描写。
Because that is the character, that is the person that is to inherit the whole world, the whole kingdom.
因为那样一个人，他的特性要来承受神的国。
But number two, we saw that in that vision, the Son of Man is not alone.
但同样我们也看到，在那样一个意象当中，人子并不是孤单的。
We see him among seven golden lampstands.
我们看到他在七个金灯台当中行走。
Which is simply a representation of the whole church.
那所代表的就是全教会。
And it simply means that in God's plan, a church that shares the life and the character of His Son should receive the kingdom in union with the Son.
那就是说，那拥有人子性格特质的教会要与人子一同联合来承受神的国。
And there is an implication there, right?
那从这里我们就能读出一些东西。
If that is the case,If God intends to give the kingdom, not just to His Son, but to His Son and to the bride, it's imperative, absolutely essential, that we should be conformed to that same character as the Son of Man.
如果神要把他的国赐给耶稣基督和他的心腹，那我们要不得不避免的，必须要被磨成他儿子的形象，拥有他的特质。
But yesterday we considered a third principle.
昨天我们又来思想第三个原则。
God has given us a divine person, a divine agent, if you will, that is responsible for that work of conformance into the image of the Son of Man.
就是神把一个神圣的人，一个神圣的媒介赐给我们，让我们能够被磨成他儿子的形象。
The Holy Spirit here in the book of Revelation,At least twice is symbolically seen as seven torches burning before the throne.
圣灵在启示录当中至少有两次在预表当中是以七个在这个宝座前的火把的形象出现。
And seven being in scripture, the number of completion, of fullness, speaks of that fullness of divine power in the Holy Spirit to do that work of conformance to His image.
那七这个数字在圣经当中代指的完全，讲到的就是这七个火把里边所有的那完全的能力，能够让我们变成神儿子的那个形象。
If that work was left to us for us to do, that's it. Game over, there is no way.
如果这个责任放在我们的身上的话，那这个事情根本不可能成就。
Oh, but the Holy Spirit is perfectly able to that, the seven torches.That burn before the throne to make that throne, that kingdom, a reality in your life and in mine.
Oh, 然而这七个火把，圣灵他能够来成就，让刚才所提到的这些在你我的生活的里边能够成为实际。
On our part, all we do is to behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, and as we do so, we are being transformed from glory to glory into that image by whom? By the Lord, the Spirit.
那我们所能做的就是好像从镜子里来瞻仰主的荣光，慢慢主就变成主的形象，就变成我们的形象，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Thank God, brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is in charge of that work to conform us into the image of the Son.
感谢神，弟兄姐妹，因为是圣灵要为此负责，把你我变成主的荣形。
And that is our very brief review.
那刚才所提到的是一个简单的回顾。
And now as the Lord enables, we would like to take a step further.
如果主允许的话，我们现在要再往前走一步。
And as we do so, it's important to notice one thing.
那我在做之前，我们要明白一件重要的事。
That phrase that is one of the For my sessions, one of the theme verses that I'm using, now the kingdom has come.
就是在我们刚才也读到过这一节的圣经，就是我们常常讲到的，在启示录十二章那里讲到，神的国已经现在都来到了。
It occurs in chapter 12, verse 10, right?
是在十二章第十节出现的。
Now the context, which we read the whole chapter, almost the whole chapter, the context where these words are uttered, are when we hear them.Is quite important in this matter.
但我们同样也应该明白，就是这节话它的背景也是同样的重要。
Because chapter 12 is a key to the spiritual message of the whole book of Revelation.
因为十二章这里也同样是一把钥匙，让我们能够打开整个的属灵的书。
And so we would like to ask this morning, what exactly is taking place in this chapter that causes the kingdom to finally come?
所以我们要问十二章这里到底有什么让这个天国终于来到了。
And of course, the chapter presents to us a vision.
那当然在这一章里我们又看到一个意象。
The vision of a woman that gives birth to a man child that is captured, caught to heaven.
那我们看到这里有一个妇人，她生出了一个男孩子，这个男孩子被提到了天上。
Now brothers and sisters, this visionseems to be directly connected with chapters 2 and 3, the seven letters.
那弟兄姐妹，这个意象好像与第二、第三章那里的七封信是直接相关的。
In fact, it's practically, that's my sense, it's practically a continuation of the message that you read in Revelation 2 and 3.
那在我自己的感觉的里面，这里所讲的这个意象正好是第二、第三章那七封信的一个延续。
Now, how is that so?
那这个到底是怎么成就的呢？
Well, in chapter 2 and 3, the seven letters, we see that the condition of the church at large is a condition of spiritual failure. At large, there are exceptions. Philadelphia, Smyrna. But almost to every church, the Lord has to say, repent, repent.
那在第二章、第三章那里，我们看到的教会的景象，大部分来说都是失败的。当然，当中也有个别的，就是有别加摩，还有菲拉铁菲的教会。但其他的，神总是在警醒他们要悔改。
And because of that abnormal spiritual condition of the church, the Lord has to call overcomers.
正是因为教会这不正常的光景，所以神要来呼召得胜者。
That is a divine reaction to the state of declension in the church.
这是对着在教会当中那个下沉的光景，神的一个回应。
So seven times at the end of each one of the letters, you hear a call.
所以在七次每一封信的最后，我们都看到神那样的呼召。
To him who overcomes.
得胜的。
And after the call, there is a promise made to the overcomer.
然后在那后边对得胜者有一个应许。
Brothers and sisters, the overcomers, as our brother mentioned yesterday night,
那得胜者像我们弟兄昨天晚上所提到的
are simply those in the church that amidst general failure, they simply respond to the Lord.
他们是承认自己的过失，但同样他们向神有回应。
They are not a spiritual elite.
他们不是属灵上的精英。
They are not something apart from the church, separate from the church. No, they are part of the church.
他们也不是脱离在教会之外的，他们是教会的一部分。
But they are those in the midst of something abnormal. They are living in a normal spiritual condition before the Lord.
就是在大致教会不正常的光景当中，他们却在主的面前能够活出一个正常的光景来。
Their overcoming is in behalf.Of the church.
他们的得胜是在教会的里边。
I think it's Brother Sparks that uses the term, they're pioneers. He has a book The pioneers of the heavenly ways.
那他就是史柏克弟兄有一本书讲到是德胜的先锋。
And he suggests that that's what an overcomer is. It's simply a pioneer, someone that is going ahead of all others, but others will follow.
那就是讲到这些得胜者，他们是一个先锋，他们走在前边，后边要有人跟着的。
Now that is what we see in Revelation 2 and 3.
这就是我们在启示录第二、第三章所看到的。
But when we come to chapter 12, a most remarkable parallel can be drawn between chapter 12 and chapters 2 and 3.
但我们来到第十二章的时候，却看到那里有这样一个对比，就是十二和第二、第三章当中的对比。
Because that woman, which is clothed with the sun, the moon under her feet, the crown of 12 stars, that woman seems to represent the church at large.
就是那里有一个妇人，她身披日头，脚踏月亮，头戴十二星的冠冕。这个妇人好像是在大的方面来代表教会。
Very specifically, it is the church in the last days.
但特别讲到的是末后的教会。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道这件事呢？
Because you remember we read that after the man-child is born, right away, we read that the woman, she flees to the wilderness.
大家如果注意的话，就讲到那男孩子生出来之后，立刻这妇人就逃到旷野。
Where she's nourished by the period of time of 1260 days.
在那里讲到她被养活1260天。
Now in scripture, consistently, that period of time, which is essentially 3 years and a half.
那在圣经当中，刚才读到的那个天数，大致就是三年半的时间。
It always points to the last stretch of human history before the coming of the king.
那总是讲到在主来之前，人类那最后一段的时间。
So we know that this vision has to do with the last days.
所以我们因此知道这段意象讲到的就是那末后的时间。
It is the church, like in chapter 2 and 3, but specifically before the coming of the king.
它讲到的是教会，就好像第二、第三章一样，但是特别讲到是主来之前的教会。
Now, in the vision, we see the dragon, which we are told in the chapter. You don't need to fight about interpretations. It's given to us. It refers to Satan, the devil.
那同样我们也看到这个意象当中有一个大红龙，那大家不要对这个意象该如何解释再做争辩，因为圣经已经为我们解释出来它就是撒旦。
It's very interesting because he's referred to as the old serpent.
也讲到他就是那古蛇。
And you see it's the same person, Satan, but there is a difference.
那同样是撒旦，但是这里却有一点不同。
Because a serpent speaks of something that is, you know,a lot of deceit, something more subtle.
那讲到蛇的时候，我们感觉到它是非常的诡诈，好像它非常的微妙。
But this big red dragon, it speaks of gloves are off. It speaks of cruelty, violence, nothing being deceived, something a very direct attack.
然而我们在看到这个大红龙的时候，却看到它里面充满了凶暴，充满了凶残，再不是那个诡诈的，而是就完全的显出它里边的这个本性了。
Brothers and sisters, we see this dragon in front of the woman.
我们看到这个大红龙就在这个妇女的前边。
But strangely and abnormally, I would say, that woman doesn't worry the dragon.
然而让人感到惊奇的就是这个妇人并不是红龙他所关注的。
He's not really after the woman.
这个龙并不是要来吞吃这个妇人。
Why is he standing in front of the woman?
但为什么他要站在妇人的面前呢？
Because he's after what the woman is going to give birth in the child. That is what the dragon is after.
因为他所要吞吃的是那妇人将要产出来的孩子，这个是那红龙的目标。
Now brothers and sisters,If you go back to Revelation 2 and 3,
弟兄姐妹，如果我们再回到启示录第二、第三章，
the seven letters,
那七封信，
the condition of the church is something abnormal.
教会的光景是不正常的。
Even though the church, like that woman, is heavenly endowed,
即便这个教会就好像那妇人一样，在属天的层面来说，它里边有一些困惑。
You see, I'm not here to kind of get into the many interpretations of this passage.
但我不是要来对这节圣经做各种各样的解释。
I just feel that I have to mention one thing.
我只是觉得我要向大家指明一点。
Probably the most common interpretation of here is that the woman represents Israel and the man-child represents the Lord Jesus.
大部分人来解释说这个妇人指的是以色列，然后这个男孩子指的是主耶稣。
Now, again, if you believe that way, I'm not going to fight with you. Because, as I told you already, we're trying to extract the spiritual principles. I'm not so worried about the many interpretations.
那如果你如此相信的话，我不会与你争辩。我已经说过了，我们所要注重的是这些圣经当中那个属灵的信息，所以我们不会在各种各样的解释的方面来细究。
And again, please don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say that we can be careless. And this is left to whatever, you know, whatever wishful thinking I want to make of this, I can do it. No, no. We have to be very careful when we read and interpret scripture.
那当然我也不是说大家对于如何解释圣经可以毫不关心，我们想怎么解就怎么解，对于圣经的解释我们也要非常的仔细。
I'm going to simply share with you one of the reasons I truly believe this cannot quite apply to Israel, the woman, and the man child being the Lord Jesus.
那从我自己的理解来说，我向大家分享为什么我觉得这个妇人指的不是以色列，这个男孩子指的不是主耶稣。
First, this is a heavenly woman.
第一，这个妇人她是一个属天的妇人。
In Scripture Israel, consistently, you see pictured as God's earthly people.
那讲到以色列的时候，在圣经上常常指到的是神在地上的子民。
But second, if the woman is Israel and the Lord Jesus is the man child that is being captured to heaven, caught to heaven.
那第二，如果说以色列是这个妇人，耶稣是那个被提上天的男孩子。
Then Revelation is being pretty much historical, right? Because that would mean that the Lord Jesus was born in his incarnation, and after his death, he was ascended to heaven.
那启示录就变成了一本历史上的书，因为这里所描述的好像就是主耶稣道成肉身降在地上，然后他死后复活升上天。
But as you remember, the very opening of this book.Tells us, the verse we read at the beginning, that this book is about things that must soon take place.
但如果大家记得的话，在启示录开始的时候，我们已经读到了说，这本书是叫他将必要快成的事指示给我们的。
It's not about history, about something that when John wrote this, the birth of the Lord and even his ascension had happened many decades before when he wrote this.
那当约翰写这本书的时候，主耶稣的降生以及他的升天早就已经发生过很长时间了。
The book is about something that is still going to take place.
然而这本书所讲到的是那必要快成的事。
And as we read, the whole vision is somehow placed in connection with those 1260 days of the end time.
然而我们看到这个意象与之相连的是那1260天，讲到那末后的三年半。
Because of that, I'm just giving you two of the reasons. There are many others where I think that interpreting this as Israel and the Lord Jesus becomes very difficult, almost an insurmountable difficulty in my mind.
那为着这些原因，我刚才只是讲了两个。我觉得如果把这个要解释成以色列和主耶稣的话，实在是不太合适。
But brothers and sisters.If a woman is not Israel, then it must be the church, even as you see in chapters 2 and 3.
如果这个妇人不是以色列的话，那她就是那个是教会，同样是我们在第二、第三章当中所读到的。
And isn't it true, brothers and sisters, that the church is this heavenly entity?
弟兄姐妹，难道教会不是这样一个属天的组织吗？
Heavenly endowed.
是这个属天的。
The Apostle Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavens in Christ Jesus.
就好像保罗在以弗所书当中那里告诉我们的，父把各样属天的福气都赐给了我们，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
This is the church, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，这是那个教会。
And now here comes the really strange part. Even though this heavenly woman is endowed in such a heavenly way,
弟兄姐妹，所以让我们特别惊奇的就是，这样一个妇人，她是一个属天的妇人。
She does not pose any threat to the dragon.
然而， 他向着这个大红龙没有任何的威胁。
The dragon is not worried by her.
因为这个大红龙对他毫不在乎。
It's as if there is no spiritual power there that threatens the dragon.
好像是说，在这个妇人的里面，没有任何属灵的能力能够来威胁到这个大红龙。
Oh, but inside of her, there is something being developed. It's the picture of gestation, of a pregnancy.
当然，在这个妇人里面，我们看到她是一个怀孕的妇人。
There is a man child that is about to be born, being developed out of sight within her.
就是这个孩子马上好像就要生出来。
And I believe, brothers and sisters, that this man child corresponds the parallel to the overcomers in chapter 2 and 3.
弟兄姐妹，我相信这里的男孩子指到的就是第二、第三章那里的得胜者。
How do we know that there is a correspondence, a connection that Scripture gives us?
我们怎么知道这两者之间能够联系在一起呢？圣经告诉我们。
Because at the end of each letter, there is the call to him who overcomes, to him who overcomes.
因为在每一个信的最后都会讲到那里，凡那得胜的。
But here in our chapter 12, in verse 11, we read, And they overcame because of the blood of the Lamb.
在12章11节那里讲到，弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血。
Who is the they?
这些弟兄是谁呢？
Oh, it's those that were just captured, caught up into the throne of God.
就是那些刚刚被提到神的宝座那里去的。
The man child.
这人子。
And if you continue in verse 12, it says, For this reason, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them.
十二节继续讲到，所以诸天和住在其中的你们都快乐吧。
Let me ask you, where is the man child when this is being written?
那弟兄姐妹，我们要问这个当写这一章圣经的时候，结的圣经的时候，那个
the throne of God, dwelling in heaven.
就是这些人，这些被提的，他们是在诸天当中住在其中。
So, brothers and sisters, the picture before us in chapter 12 seems to be the church in the end day and that remnant that is inside of her.
弟兄姐妹，我们所看到的这个好像在十二当中意象，就是教会和在其中的余民。
They are a relatively small corporate vessel.
他们是那少数的这个合一的联合在一起的这个器皿。
Again, part of the church, not something separate from the church, not at all.
他们是教会的一部分，并不是与教会所分离的。
And they're simply those that hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
他们所听到的是圣灵向教会所说的话。
When the majority are not hearing.Listening to what the Spirit says.
当教会当中的大多数人并不留意圣灵所说的话的时候
，When the majority have lost the vision of the Lord.
当大部分的人已经失去了主的意象的时候
，They uphold the vision and they hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
他们能够抓住意象，他们也听到圣灵向众教会所说的话。
They cooperate with the Holy Spirit in that work of being conformed into the image of Christ.
他们能够与圣灵来同行，能够一同的被来磨成主耶稣的形象。
So the dragon is really after that man child, not after the church as a whole.
所以龙，那红龙所要吃吞吃的是这样的孩子，而不是那妇人。
Now the question is why is he so deadly determined to devour that man child?
问题就是红龙为什么定了意要来吞吃这个男孩子呢
？Because you see, the dragon knows very well that as soon as that man child is born, he will be cut up to the throne of God.
因为这个红龙知道，这孩子一生出来就会被提到神的宝座那里。
And an inversion will take place right away. Did you notice?
然后立刻就会这个事情立刻就会发生。
The man child is caught up. Dragon and his angels, they're thrown down.
那孩子一被提上去，这个红龙和他所带的天使都要被扔下去。
Do you remember that in Ephesians chapter 2, Paul calls Satan the prince of the power of the air?
大家记得吗？在以弗所书当中，主称为撒旦为那诸天上掌权的。
In other words, Satan and his angels they occupy a heavenly place at the moment, right now.
换句话说，就是撒旦和他的天使在今时是在天上掌权的。
But when the man child is born and caught up to the throne, then Satan has to be thrown down.
那当这人子生出来的时候，那他被升到天上，撒旦和他的天使就要被扔下来。
And then we hear the words, "Now the kingdom has come."
然后我们读到在那里说，神的国都已经降临了。
You see, brothers and sisters, the man-child is the corporate vessel that the Lord is using to bring the kingdom.
弟兄姐妹，这个男孩子就是那个团体的器皿，让神能够用他把天国降下来。
Now, I feel that those words of the Apostle Paul in Galatians, they have quite a bearing in this chapter.
那我感觉到加拉太书当中保罗所讲的话与这一节也有非常多的联系。
Because you see, he's describing a labor that he was going through in behalf of the Galatians.
因为保罗在那里讲到他为着加拉太人要再受生产之苦。
And what was the apostle laboring for?
那我们的使徒他到底是承受生产之苦是为着什么呢？
He says, my children with whom I am again in labor until Christ is formed in you.
他说我为你们再受生产之苦 只等到基督成形在你们心里。
And in the picture of the of gestation, you see, you have a picture of,A development happening inside.
那我们看到就是在里边好像有一个东西在吞吃。
You know, in a gestation, the baby, the unborn baby, at the very beginning, it's something that the life is there, no question, but it's something quite without lacking form.
那在这个孕期一开始的时候，这个生命，小孩子的生命在那里，但是它的形好像还没有形成。
In a way, the unborn baby, it's quite undefined until you get to the final stages of pregnancy.
那用一种说法来说，这个怀孕的时候，孩子好像直到快要生产的时候，他的那个形状才慢慢的形成。
Oh, but when the baby is born, everything is well defined. It's very tiny, yes, but it's very well defined.
但是当孩子生出来的时候，虽然他很小，但是我们看到他身上每一个特征都是非常的详细。
That person is formed.
那个人就已经成型了。
My children, I'm in labor until Christ is formed in you.
我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
And this seems to be the picture of this man-child.
这好像就是这里的男孩子的那个形象。
There are simply those in whom Christ was fully formed.
好像在他们的里边，基督能够渐渐成形。
It's not just a matter of having the life of Christ. Every believer does have the life of Christ.
不是说我们只是有基督的生命，每一个信主的里边都有基督的生命。
But now that life of Christ in us has to be fully formed. We have to be, if you will, in another term, conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus.
但这里讲到的是，这个生命要渐渐的成形。如果我们用圣经上的话说，就是我们要被磨成神儿子的形象。
And because of that, when that development process comes to a completion, now that man child is immediately taken up to heaven, to the throne of God.
所以当这个成形的过程慢慢发展的时候，当他成熟的时候，这个男孩子一生出来，立刻就被提到宝座上。
Why the throne?
为什么要到宝座那里去呢？
Brothers and sisters, it seems to indicate that though that man child represents those that the kingdom of God is a reality today.
弟兄姐妹，好像就是说，对这个男孩子来说，对他来说，神国的那个实质在他里边就是真的。
Because of that, they end up on the throne.
为此，他能够上到那宝座上去。
You see, in a way, our present determines our future.
换句话说，我们今天的光景好像来决定我们的将来。
But again, I'm not talking about eternal salvation. That is not the picture here.
但同样，我在这里说的不是那永远的救恩。
It is about reigning with Christ.
而是讲到与主一同作王掌权。
It's about, as our brother has been sharing with us, entering abundantly into that kingdom.
而是像弟兄在晚上一直与我们分享的，丰丰富富进神的国。
Our present has a bearing on our future.
我们现在的光景有一个决定，能够决定我们的将来。
Well, let me put it this way.
或者我换句话说
，If today I'm completely uninterested.In the kingdom of God.
如果今天我对神的国完全不感兴趣，
How can the Lord put me on the throne to administer this universe?
神如何能够把我放在这个宝座上，让我来掌管宇宙呢？
I'm completely unqualified.
我完全不够资格。
Brothers and sisters, seek ye first His kingdom and His righteousness.
弟兄姐妹，先求他的国和他的义。
That is what the Lord Jesus tells us in the Sermon on the Mount, right?
这是主耶稣在这个所告诉我们的。
As we seek that first, as that is a priority today, oh, one day, our hope is that we may be counted among that man-child that is raptured to the throne.
当我们能够这样子来今天就寻求的时候，盼望我们也能够成为那个被提上去的男孩子。
This is the picture before us, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，这是在我们眼前的那幅图画。
The overcomers represented by that man child.
男孩子所代表的就是得胜者。
Now, there is something still very important in this chapter 12.
那同样在十二章当中还有另外一个非常重要的一点
which in a way is the real burden in my heart for this morning
那也是我今天早上心中真正的负担之一
and it's to answer the question how exactly did they overcome
就是这些人他们是如何得胜的
as we said those are victors in Christ
我们讲到这些是在基督里得胜的
but how exactly our chapter reveals What is the way of their overcoming?
那这个是这一节圣经向我们所揭示的是什么吗？是什么呢？那条得胜的路在哪里呢
？So let's put it this way: If the man shall represent those in whom Christ is being developed, formed,
如果这个男孩子所代表的是那些在他们的里边基督一点点成型的弟兄姐妹的话
，You could say that in a way.
那我们也可以这样来表述
：These men child are those.Whose consuming passion is to become like their Lord.
就是在这些人他们的里边有这样一个说燃不尽的热情，一定要成为主耶稣的形象。
And they cooperate with the Holy Spirit, which is responsible for that.
他们也愿意顺从圣灵的带领，圣灵要为此负责。
But you know, brothers and sisters, there is a kind of a paradox in this matter.
但弟兄姐妹，在这里好像也有一个矛盾。
The more intense the spiritual desire and pursuit for the Lord is,
我们里边向着主的这个寻求，这个热心越火热。
Or the deepest desire for Christ one has,
如果一个人向着主的那个心越深沉
，the more the dragon becomes intent on devouring that one.
这个红龙他就越想要来吞吃这样的人。
No wonder that that's his policy.
所以。
No wonder that the dragon has this policy of okay, anyone that is after the Lord, that has that consuming desire to be conformed to the image of Christ, is a marked person by the dragon.
难怪红龙就是要来吞吃这些像主有这样热诚的心的人。
He knows very well that once that man child is born, that means the undoing of his kingdom.
他知道一旦这男孩子生出来他的国就要灭亡了
It means that he'll be evicted from the heavenly places he occupies now
他就是他要被从天上他所曾经占有的地方赶出来
So brothers and sisters from our chapter we learn something quite important
弟兄姐妹读这章的时候我们就学到了一点非常重要的事
The enemy employs a very specific method in his attempt to destroy to devour the man child
就是我们的仇敌他用一种非常特殊的技法要来去吞吃 那个男孩子
And that method is accusation
那个方法就是要来占据他
Did you notice in verse 10 in our chapter how that is emphasized
你注意到在第十节那里如何强调这一点吗
So remember again is the chapter before we go into that I'll just remind you the chapter has a very simple structure but it's a unit
那当然我们读到这章之前我要提醒大家这个圣经它有一个非常统一的一个结构
From verses 1 to 6 you have the vision in heaven
第一到第六节我们读到那里是在天上的一个异象
The woman about to give birth
这个妇人马上就要生产
The dragon intent to devour the man child
那个红龙要来吞吃这个男孩子
And then finally the man child being born and being kept caught up into the throne
然后最后我们看到这个孩子生出来就被提到神的宝座那里
and then in verse 6 at the end of that first section we read that the woman fled to the wilderness where she had a place prepared by God so that she would be nourished for 1260 days
然后在第六节我们读到妇人就逃到旷野在那里有神给她预备的地方使她被养活1260天
and then you have from verse 7 to 12 the description of a war in heaven
然后我们看到第七到第十二节，那里讲到在天上的一个征战。
It's almost as if that birth precipitated that war in heaven.
好像就是这个男孩子的降生就让这个征战开始了。
It's in a way this section from 7 to 12 is almost parenthetical in the narrative of the chapter.
那好像就是这第七到第十二节那里，就是在这个圣经当中所来描述出来的。
And I'll tell you, because in verse 6, the woman is fleeing to the wilderness.
第六节那里，这个妇人逃到旷野。
And then in verse 13, to the end of the chapter, you read that then the dragon, when he saw that he was thrown down to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. So it's as if it leaves the woman there in verse 6 and resumes the narrative, the part of the woman starting in verse 13.
那我们看到第十三节这里，这个龙见自己被摔在地上，又反过去就逼迫那妇人。第六节他把妇人晾在那里，第十三节又回过头来又去逼迫那妇人。
But from verses 7 to 12 is a parenthesis that gives us the detail of what happened, what is the war behind the taking up of that man child.
那第七到第十二节好像在括弧里面为我们描写了当这个男孩子被升到天上里面究竟发生怎样的一些征战。
A tremendous war, a tremendous conflict in heaven.
在那里讲到在天上有一个大大的征战。
Now when you come to verse 10,
那我们来到第十节那里。
Which is the verse that we are using as our theme verse.
那也是我们的主题经节之一。
Let me read it again. Then, this is after Satan is cast down. Then I heard a voice, a loud voice in heaven saying, Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of His Christ have come. I want to emphasize the second part. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down. He who accuses them before our God day and night.
第十节开始的时候，那里有一个然后，就是讲到这个男孩子被升到天上，然后大龙被摔下来之后，我听见在天上有声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。然后，请大家注意下面这节，因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。
You see the emphasis that the Holy Spirit is giving us.
你看到圣灵在这里所强调的是什么
吗？Twice we read the accuser, he who accuses, day and night before God.
圣灵强调是那昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。
And as immediately we read in verse 11, and they overcame him, the dragon, because of the blood of the Lamb.
然后我们在十一节那里就读到弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
It seems that this whole section is giving us the details of what is Satan's strategy to devour that man child and what is the way of their overcoming.
那好像在这里就是告诉我们这样的一个细节，就是撒旦他要用怎样的方法来吞吃那个男孩子，男孩子又是如何的来胜过了撒旦。
Brothers and sisters, by accusing the Lord's people, the enemy brings before us our shortcomings, our deficiencies, our sins.
弟兄姐妹，当撒旦来控告我们的时候，他就把我们各种各样的罪、我们的错误、我们的不足来控告。
Real or sometimes imaginary.
有的是真实的，有的可能是想象的。
Sometimes he may use a problem in the family.
有的时候用的我们家庭里面的困难。
A frailty in our psychological constitution.
也许是在我们这个思想里面的一些不正常的东西。
And oftentimes in his accusation, he would say, "You are to blame because of that."
但常常在控告里面，他就是说你要为此负责。
That is a sure sign of God's displeasure with you.
这实在是神不喜悦你。
Whatever the avenue of the accusation, there are multiplicity of ways in which he accuses.
但无论他所控告你的这个方法到底是怎么样。
But whatever the avenue is, the goal is always the same.
无论他所控告你的方法究竟如何，但他的目的总是一样的。
The enemy wants us to be occupied with ourselves, looking inside instead of looking to our Lord Jesus.
仇敌要的就是我们来单单的注目自己，而不去看我们的神。
Now, once Satan succeeds in making us introspective,
如果撒旦成功的让我们来看我们自己的里边
，He immediately finds a ground to accuse.
他就立刻能够找到来控告我们的那个田地。
And if that accusation is accepted, oh, it can be an overwhelming sense of condemnation.
如果我们接受了他的控告的话，那我里面立刻就会被定罪。
A strange feeling of being wrong all day long.
我们就会感觉到我们一天从头到晚好像都是错的。
Something paralyzing, a feeling of unworthiness.
好像让我们感觉到自己实在是不配。
And then the enemy will suggest.
然后这个仇敌他会这样来说。
That all those feelings are a sure sign of the lack of acceptance before the Lord.
你所感受到的一切都是证明了你在神的面前是不被接纳的。
The Lord must be displeased.
神一定不喜悦你。
You know, oftentimes, we don't accept that in our minds, but we accept that in our hearts. We feel it that way, and we kind of, yeah, I think that's it.
你知道，有的时候，虽然在头脑里面我们并不认可撒旦这样的控告，但我们的心里面我们感受到好像撒旦这样的控告也许是对的。
Brothers and sisters,Once those accusations are accepted, we find ourselves unable to commune with our dear Lord.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们接受撒旦这样的控告，的话，我们就感觉到我们没办法与主亲近。
Let alone to serve Him, let alone to fight the good fight of faith, we're out of the battle.
我们更不要去提要来打这美好的征战了。
It can be a most terrible bondage.
那是我们最痛苦的捆绑。
It's no wonder, brothers and sisters, that the picture before us is of a dragon full of cruelty, full of hatred, intent on destroying.
难怪在我们面前所看到的那个意象是这样一个在里面充满了凶残 和暴力的这样一个大红龙。
Oh, those accusations, they can destroy spiritual life.
那些控告它能够摧毁我们属灵的生命。
But what's the way of deliverance, brothers and sisters?
在这里得救的道是什么呢，弟兄姐妹？
Let me tell you plainly,
让我直白地跟大家讲。
It has nothing to do with what you are, has nothing to do with what you do.
与你所做，与你所事的一点关系都没有。
The way of deliverance is completely outside of you and me.
这个得救的道完全在你我之外。
They overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb.
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血。
It's not what we are in ourselves, brothers and sisters. It's what He is, our Lord Jesus, the key to victory.
弟兄姐妹，不是因为你我我们所事的，而是因为我们的主耶稣基督，他是那个钥匙。
You know, the blood of the Lamb, the blood in Scripture, is something we are so used to that sometimes we miss the real significance of it in the Word of God.
弟兄姐妹，羔羊的血，这血在圣经当中常常被提到，有的时候我们甚至忽略了它的重要性。
And I feel we need one scripture from the Old Testament that explains what the blood stands for.
我想我们需要在旧约圣经当中一节来帮助我们明白这羔羊的血所意味的是什么。
Leviticus chapter 17,
在利未记十七章
and verse 11,
十一节。
I'm going to read it from the Amplified Version.
我要读的是这个加强版的。
There is something here in this version that kind of, I think, brings to life, captures the significance of the blood.
那这个版本当中特别强调了这个血的重要性。
And the Lord is saying, For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you on the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement,Now I want to emphasize this. For reason of the life which it represents.
因为活物的生命是在血中，我把这血赐给你们，可以在坛上为你们的生命赎罪。请大家注意，我们说的是因为血里有生命，血代表了生命，所以能赎罪。
The blood represents a life.
血代表了生命。
Now,If you put that together, all the symbolism in the sacrifices of the Old Testament, they come clear before us.
那如果我们把这些放在一起的话，那在旧约当中，这些赎罪各种各样的祭就变得清晰了。
Why a lamb to be accepted for sacrifice should be a perfect lamb?
为什么这个羔羊要被献为祭的羔羊是应该一个无瑕无疵的羔羊呢？
Because that is what God's justice, His holiness demands.
因为这是神的公义，他的圣洁所需要的。
If that lamb was something imperfect, there would be no virtue in that life. You see,
如果这个羔羊它是不完美的话，那在它的里面就缺少那个本质实质。
But of course, brothers and sisters, all the sacrifices are simply a type.
当然，弟兄姐妹，所有的这些祭只不过是一个预表。
A picture, an illustration of the Lamb of God that died for us.
只是来预表神的羔羊，那为我们死的羔羊。
By shedding his precious blood on the cross,
他在十字架上为我们流出了宝血。
By pouring his perfect life for you and for me,
他把自己的生命为你我完全的倾倒出来。
Two things are happening.
两件事情发生了。
On the negative side, he paid for all sins. He removed them.
从负面来说，他为我们付上了一切的赎价，来抹去了我们一切的罪愆过犯。
But on the positive side, and this is the part that I believe sometimes we miss, on the positive side, something is happening.
但同样的，在积极的一面，还有一件事情发生，我觉得这可能是我们常常忽略的。
When our Lord Jesus shed the precious blood that gave us a new standing.Before God,
就是当主耶稣流出他的宝血的时候，让我们在神的面前有一个新的根基，能够站得住。
Today is not just that our sins were removed; that in itself is wondrous. Thank the Lord for that.
今天不仅仅是我们过往的一切都被抹去了，我们为此感谢神。
But more than that, today we stand in the virtue, in the perfection of that life that that blood represents, our Lord Jesus.
对，同样，今天我们能够站立在我们的主耶稣他的血所代表的那个完美的生命的里边。
We have a new standing before God.
在神的面前，我们有一个新的根基。
So you see, the reformers they kept saying something that is really wonderful.
所以改革宗的人他们有这样一个很好的说法。
They kept speaking about a blessed exchange that happened on that cross.
他们讲到在十字架上有这样一个蒙福的交换。
They're talking about an exchange. It's a two-way thing.
他们讲到的是一个交换，是双向的交换。
All our sins, all our imperfections, all our lacks, our deficiencies were imputed on the Lord Jesus.
我们一切的过犯，我们一切的不足，都被放在主耶稣他的身上。
That is one side of the exchange.
这是我们交换的一方。
But what is the other side, brothers and sisters?
那弟兄姐妹，另外一边是什么呢？
All the acceptability of the Son before the Father, all His glories, His perfections are imputed to you and to me by pure grace.
就是神在父的面前所得着的一切的接纳，都因着恩典来给你给我。
Let me ask you, how acceptable is the Lord Jesus before the Father?
弟兄姐妹，我要问，耶稣基督在父的面前得着怎样的喜悦？
The degree of your acceptance is nothing less than his acceptability before the Father.
弟兄姐妹，你我在父的面前所得的那个接纳，并不比主少一点点。
And nothing can ever change that.
没有一件事情能够改变这一点。
Oh, do you start to understand why they overcame by the blood of the Lamb?
弟兄姐妹，你们现在明白如何他们能够凭着羔羊的血和自己所见证的道来胜过他们？
It's way more than having just their sins forgiven.
远胜过你我的罪被抹除。
It includes that.
当然，它也包括这一点。
Oh, but way more than that. Because the blood of the Lord Jesus stands for His perfect person.Completely acceptable before the Father. That blood speaks of the new acceptance that you have before God.
弟兄姐妹，这个血同样讲到主耶稣那个完美的生命在神的面前得着的那个接纳。今天你我也同样因着他的血得以承受。
So I ask you a rhetorical question.
所以我要来问大家一个问题。
How acceptable is our Lord before God?
主耶稣在神的面前得着怎样的接纳和喜悦？
Let me just read a few verses and may the Lord speak to our hearts.
那我就为大家读几处的经节，愿神向我们的心说话。
Matthew chapter 17,
马太福音十七章
and verse 5,
第五节。
Of course, you'll remember that our brother very wonderfully has been sharing with us from this scene in the Mount of Transfiguration.
当然这里是我们的弟兄们在这个变化山上来为我们分享的。
I'm reading just the end of the verse. The voice of the Father, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.
我们要读的是最后这里，那里讲到说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
You see how the Father has found his full satisfaction in the Son.
大家看到吗？父在他的儿子里所得着的是完全的喜悦。
Nothing displeases Father in the Son.
在子的里面没有任何一个让父不喜悦。
Now remember, because that blood was shed, that blood that represents that life, completely acceptable before the Father, that acceptance became yours in Christ.
弟兄姐妹，就是这样的一个血所代表的是在父的面前完全得着接纳和喜悦的生命为你我流出的时候。
Ephesians chapter 1,
我们要再来读以弗所书第一章
verse 6,
第六节。
To the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved.
使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是在他是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
Oh, brothers and sisters, accepted in the beloved.
哦，弟兄姐妹，是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30.
哥林多前书第一章第三十节。
But by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom.And righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
Now notice this. This is not your doing. It's not mine. It's not what we did when we believed in the Lord. We could never do this.
弟兄姐妹，请注意，这里不是我们的行为，不是我们相信他了之后所做的什么。
When you believed in the Lord Jesus, God the Father, by His doing, He placed you.In Christ Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，是当我们相信主的时候，神把我们放在基督里。
And Christ became your wisdom. Wisdom from God to you. And righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
然后神又使基督成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁和救赎。
Oh, brothers and sisters, this is our acceptance because of the blood of the Lamb before the Father. And nothing can ever change that.
弟兄姐妹，我们如此得着神的承认，是因为基督的宝血，没有任何事情能够改变这一点。
I want to read a verse in Ecclesiastes because I think it can shed some light on this matter. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 14.
那我们再要来读箴言第三章第十四节。传道书第三章第十四节。
Ecclesiastes 3:14. I'm reading just the first part of the verse.It says, I know that everything God does will remain forever.
第三章第十四节开始，我们只要读前半段，智慧的人眼光明亮，明目。
Now apply this to 1 Corinthians 1:30.
然后我们要来把这运用到哥林多前书那里。
By God's doing, you are His in Christ Jesus.
因着神所做的，我们能够在基督里。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters, this is eternal. Nothing can ever change that. And the Lord Jesus is forever and ever your righteousness before God.
弟兄姐妹，没有什么能够改变这一点。基督永远永远是你我的圣洁、公义。
Of course, the accuser wants you to look elsewhere, not to Christ, but to yourself, and say, how about this shortcoming? How about that sin? How about this or the other?
当然的，控告的，他总是要让我们来看向自己，他会指出说，哦，你这里犯了罪了，那里犯了不对了。
And once we look to ourselves, that's it. Is we're in a place where he has the upper hand, the dragon.
那一旦我们看向自己，这个游戏就结束了，因为他就占据了优势。
How did the man child overcome?
人子是如何能得胜的？
They overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb.
他们胜过他是因羔羊的血。
Oh, that blood representing that perfect life of Christ, which is your new standing. Oh, it overcomes any accusation when you stand on that.
这个宝血所代表的是那个完全完美的生命，它是我们新的根基。
All the works of God remain forever.
神所成就的一切的工作要存到永远。
Isn't what we sing? Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me, not for the years of time alone, but for eternity, brother and sister. That is your standing forevermore because of the blood of the Lamb.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们所唱的：我们属主，主也属我们。不仅仅只是现在，而是要存到永远。我们都是属乎他的。
The key to victory, to rest in the finished work of our Lord Jesus.
这个通向那平安，通向主所成就工作的那个钥匙。
A victor, a victor. Why?Because of Calvary.
得胜者，得胜者，为什么呢？是因着独楼地。
It's all His grace, brothers and sisters.
都是因着他的恩典，弟兄姐妹。
And by faith, we rest in the fact that the Father has accepted us once and for all in the virtues of His beloved Son.
弟兄姐妹，也因着父一次永远的在他的爱子里就接受了我们。
Now, of course, I know you have a question in your mind.
当然我知道在你的脑海当中也许有一个疑问。
What happens when I fail in sin, which we do?
如果我在罪犯里边我有了失败该怎么办呢
?Brothers and sisters, thank the Lord. That shouldn't give any ground of accusation either.
弟兄姐妹感谢神这不应该让任何的控告有任何的根基。
I'm not suggesting for a second that we're going to be careless about sin. Not at all.
我并不是说我们要对罪要一点都 毫不在意，并不是这样。
Paul's wonderful reasoning comes to mind. Should we sin that grace should abound? Oh, God forbid! No, never.
难道保罗给我们一个很好的例子？难道我们因此在恩典当中就可以犯罪吗？当然不是。
But what does the Apostle John says in his first epistle?
那使徒保罗在约翰一使徒约翰在约翰一书当中怎么告诉我们呢
？Chapter 2, verse 1. My little children, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin.And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
约翰一书第二章第一节，我小子们呐、啊，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里，我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。
If we sin, we just turn to this appointed defender. It's how the Greek scholars tell us that that would be the name. He's the appointed defender that is always before the Father.
如果我们犯罪的话，我们就要转向这一位中保，他是我们在父面前的中保。
And as we confess our sins, He's faithful and righteous to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
若我们有罪的话，他是信实的，是公义的，必要来洁净我们一切的罪。
Remember, brothers and sisters, was never your own righteousness, your own virtue that gave you any standing before the Lord in the first place.
弟兄姐妹，请大家不要特别的来纪念我们自以为的自义，这并不让我们在神的面前有所能够站立得住的。
It's exclusively the virtue of the Lord Jesus, of that blood that represents His perfect life.
而单单是因着神，是因着基督耶稣的宝血所代表的那完全的生命。
Now you know, brothers and sisters.In a way, this is the ABC of the gospel.
弟兄姐妹，换也许我刚才所提到的是圣经的根基。
I'm quite aware of that.
是最基本的，我知道。
This is the basic of the gospel.
是这个福音书最基本的一些内容。
But you know, it is a great mistake if we ever think that we can outgrow this ABC of the gospel.
但如果我们认为我们长大了不需要这些基础的内容了，那我想我们实在是犯了一个大错。
It's quite the opposite.
其实更好是刚好是相反。
The more you go on with the Lord, the more you sense how you need that virtue of that precious blood every single day.
我们越是跟随主走这条路，我们更应该觉着每一天我们都更多的需要主耶稣他的宝血。
And again, it's more than to forgive our sins; it's the matter of that standing before God that nothing can shake because of the blood.
不仅仅是因为这血能够洗我们的罪，更是因为让我们在神的面前有这样一个新的根基，能够站立得住，毫不动摇。
Let me just read one verse from Colossians. I think we're familiar with this verse.
我们要再来读一处在哥罗西书，我想大家对这处都比较熟悉。
Colossians 2 verse 6.
第二章第六节。
Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk.In Him,
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行。
Brothers and sisters, We are never going to get to a point in our Christian's life where we say, oh, I'm past the need of what the Lord has done for me.
我想我们永远不会到达一个地步说我已经不再需要主耶稣为我所成就的。
As we receive Him by grace through faith, that's the way in which we make progress to the very end.
我们是在信心的里面来领受了他的恩典，那同样也是在这样一条方法当中，我们能够一路走到底。
Again, how did that man child overcome? Because of the blood of the Lamb.
再一次我们要提到，这个男孩子是如何得胜呢？他们得胜是因着羔羊的血。
You know, brothers and sisters, sometimes I get the impression that we are like the children of Israel.
弟兄姐妹，有时候我这样觉得，我们就好像以色列的儿女一样。
A people redeemed by the Lord, by amazing power, amazing grace.
我们是被神那奇妙的大能所买赎的。
And the Lord gives us this land that flows with milk and honey, a land of abundance, which speaks of Christ, of course.
神也把那流奶与蜜的地，那丰富之地赐给我们。当然，这地指的是主耶稣基督。
But do you remember what's the story of Israel when they're in the book of Judges?
但大家记得以色列人他们在士师记当中是怎样的一种光景吗？
They're there. They're in the land.
他们在那里，他们在着应许地上。
Oh, but they're in poverty. They're in bondage.
然而他们却是被捆绑，里边是贫穷的。
The enemy is having, you know, a few days.
那当时这个仇敌他们在那里得胜。
And sometimes, brothers and sisters, we can, if we listen to what the enemy suggests, oh, he's going to have a few days. And even though you're redeemed, you are in the land is not going to be new.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们有的时候来听仇敌所说的话，即便我们在这个土地上，但这个地却好像并不属于我们。
May the Lord grant us to enter and to possess our possession.
愿神带领我们能够进入到这地，并要得这地。
To live a life, as the hymn says.
能够活一条路，就好像诗篇告诉我们的。
Jesus, I am resting, resting in the joy, not of what I am, in the joy of what Thou art.
耶稣，我在你所示的里边能够得着安息。
He is your standing.
他是你我的根基。
He became righteousness from God to you and to me. Nothing can change that.
他成为神所赐给你我的公义，没有任何事情能够改变这一点。
Stand by faith on that.
让我们凭着信能够站立在这个新的根基上面。
They overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb.
他们胜过。弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
Now, brothers and sisters, I feel that our time is essentially gone. We have maybe 10 more minutes. And I have to say a few more things.
弟兄姐妹，我们的时间不多了，但是我还有一些要说的。
One, I would like just to try to clarify something that may seem like a contradiction.
我想要来解释，也许看起来比较矛盾的一些事情。
Our brother has been sharing with us very wonderfully on 2 Peter.
弟兄在晚上的时候为我们分享非常美好的在彼得后书那里所讲到的。
And the two verses that he has been using as the theme for his sharing, 2 Peter 1, 10 and 11, let me read it for you. The apostle says, Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing for you. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you.
就是在彼得后书第一章第十到第十一节那里，也是我们弟兄的主题经节。所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
Very clearly, the apostle speaks of diligence, the need for diligence to enter the kingdom.
非常清楚的，我们的弟兄在那里讲到，我们要殷勤的。
But here I am saying that from the chapter 12, we see those that are resting in the finished work of the Lord Jesus. And that becomes the key for overcoming the dragon. And that, in a way, is the key for the kingdom to come.
那刚才我们却讲到在十二章第十节那里，好像这些弟兄们他们是能够安息在神所成就完全的那个工作里，这是他们得以进入那国的那把钥匙。
So I can see I'm confusing. Am I supposed to rest? Am I supposed to exert diligence? What am I supposed to do?
所以也许我这样的分享会让你感觉到一些困扰，我到底是应该殷勤呢，还是我应该安息 在这个应许上面呢？
Of course, brothers and sisters, the answer is both. You need to do both, but you need to do it in the right order.
弟兄姐妹，当然你要做两样都要做，但是呢，你要有一个正确的顺序。
In Scripture, first you always rest in the Lord, and out of that rest, there comes the energy, the grace, the power to be diligent and work for Him.
弟兄姐妹们，在圣经当中，我们先要在主的面前得享安息，因为我们有这样的安息，神会把那个力量，把那个能力来赐给我们，让我们能够来殷勤。
Oh, try to be diligent without that rest in your spirit.You'll never work.
如果你尝试靠着自己的力量来殷勤的话，如果你里面没有从主面前来的那个安息的话，那永远不会成功的。
There are so many scriptures that point to that principle.
有太多的经节来向我们指向这个原则。
Let me just remind you very quickly. Psalm 23. Remember the order?
那我们来看一下诗篇第二十三篇，大家记得刚才说到的。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie in green pastures.He leads me beside quiet waters. What a rest in the Lord. What an abundance.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。这是何等丰富的供应，何等的安息。
And then he says, he restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness. And in those paths, much work and diligence and righteousness will be done for him. But it's out of that rest.That you have in the Lord.
然后又我们又读到，他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我们看到在后边有很多的行为要去采取，但这是基于在一开始在主面前所得的安息之上的。
You stand in the virtue of the beloved Son and rest on that.
我们要站在主耶稣基督这个根基上，也能够在此之上得着安息。
Or consider the so familiar words of our Lord at the end of Matthew 11. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
也让我们想一想，在马太福音十一章最后，主是这样的来呼召我们：凡劳苦担重担的，到我这里来，因为他们的心里就必得享安息。
And what comes next?
那之后是什么呢？
Take upon you my yoke.
你们也当负我的轭。
And under the yoke of the Lord Jesus, together with him, you're going to till the ground, serve the Lord. But it's first, there is a rest that we experience in him.
我们在主的轭下要与他一同来耕地，要犁地与他一同做工，但首先我们要来得着的是他所给我们的安息。
And so forth.
还有更多。
I have to mention two things, because if you, in verse 11, there are three things that are the basis of that overcoming.
还有几件事我还要讲，在第十一节那里有三个比较重要的事。
We read, and they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb, and because of the word of their testimony, and because they did not love their life even unto death.
那弟兄们胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，并且他们虽至于死，也不爱惜生命。
We won't have the time to go into any detail on the two last points.
我们没有时间讲下边的两点。
But I'll just mention it to you.
但我就快快的跟大家讲。
The word of their testimony.
他们所见证的道。
Brothers and sisters, once you stand on that finished work of the Lord Jesus, oftentimes there will be a word of testimony that has to be declared.And proclaim.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们是站立在基督所成就的工作这个根基上，那常常有一些道要被见证出来。
Oftentimes, there will be accusation coming your way.
常常我们要面临一些控告。
Something that wants to stir you up for you to abandon your position in Christ, to look into yourself.
有一些事情好像要挑动你的里边，让你来放下你自己的根基。
Oh, that is the time for that word of testimony to be declared.
在那样的时候，弟兄姐妹，是我们要来见证我们的道。
To stand by faith on the finished work of the Lord Jesus.
让我们凭着信能够站在主耶稣所成就完成的工作上。
I feel that quite often, even before the Lord's table, in a way as we worship and praise the Lord, as we turn our eyes to Him and all that He is and He has done for us.That word of testimony is being uttered.
我常常觉得，当我们在饼杯的面前，把我们的全人全心转向主，把我们心中一切的敬拜和赞美来献给他的时候，好像在那个时候，我们的道能够见证出来。
The story of Jehoshaphat comes to mind.
我就想到约发撒王。
You remember in 2 Chronicles there is this a confederation of armies coming against Judah.
在历代记下那里讲到，有这样一些仇敌，他们来到以色列人面前。
Three foreign powers together, and they, Judah has no way to resist.
他们有三四倍的力量，犹大人根本没有任何的力量能够来抵挡他们。
What do they do?
他们做了什么呢
？Oh, they send the Levites. It's a very weird way to go to battle, isn't it?
他们
send the Levites to sing.In front of the arts,
他们就差遣利未人，这是非常特殊的一个方法。差遣利未人在敌人面前要来唱诗赞美。
And in a way, you see there the word of the testimony is about the Lord. Lord, you are good. Your mercies endure forever.
在那里，我们就看到这个见证的道。他们在说：“主啊，你是美善的，你是那有恩慈的。”
And as they do so, the victory is won. In a most wonderful way, they don't have anything to do. They don't have to, you know, to even draw a sword. The Lord does.
当他们如此做的时候，他们就因此得胜。这是多么美妙的一种方法！他们甚至都不需要拔剑。
The word of their testimony.
那见证的道。
But the last point that I mentioned very briefly, the third aspect of their overcoming.They did not love their own lives, even unto death.
还有第三点，我只能快快地说，他们虽至于死，也不爱惜生命。
They overcome by undercutting the ground of Satan in their lives.
他们得胜是能够来割除掉撒旦在自己里边的那个根地。
You know, the word life there in Greek is the word psyche, from where you get psychology, soul.Means essentially your soul life.
那性命这个词在希腊文当中，它的词根是与我们的这个魂是一个意，是一个词根。
It speaks of our natural life.
讲到的是我们这个天然的生命。
You remember in Genesis 3 that the Lord says to Adam, "You are dust, and you will return to dust."
大家记得在创世纪第三章那里，神向亚当说：“你是尘土，也必归于尘土。”
But in the same passage, when the Lord addresses Satan, he says, "On your belly you go," verse 14. On your belly you go, and you eat dust all the days."
那同样，神在那里也对蛇宣判说：“你必用肚子行走，终身吃土。”
You see the implication here.
你看到这里所启示出来的吗
？Adamic nature, brothers and sisters, is Satan's ground.
亚当他的本性是撒旦所能够在那里站立的。
He feeds on that.
他就来吃这个，以这个为供养。
That's what gives him power over you and me if we are living by that Adamic nature, by that dust.
如果我们是照着亚当的性情，靠着那个尘土来生活的话，那撒旦就能够在我们里面得着那个根基。
Let me ask you, how did the Son of Man, our Lord Jesus Himself, overcame?
让我来问大家，人子，我们的主耶稣基督，他是如何得胜的
？Remember in John chapter 14, at the end of the chapter, our Lord says, "Here comes the ruler of the world, and he has nothing in me."
大家记得吗？在约翰福音第十四章那里讲到，主说：“这是世界的王，他在我里边一无所有。”
There is zero ground, zero Adamic nature in our Lord Jesus. Satan has no ground. The victory was won.
在我们的主的里面没有任何一点亚当的那个性情，撒旦在他里面没有任何可得胜的地步。
Brothers and sisters, it's not good for us to try to stand simply on the blood of the Lamb while at the same time we're giving ground to Satan through Adamic life, uncrucified self-life in us.
弟兄姐妹，我们不应当一面站在基督宝血的这个根基上，一面又照着我们里边亚当的那个生命来活，让撒旦有可在我们里面占据的空间。
They overcame him because they did not love their soul life. That's the original. They did not love that even unto death.
他们弟兄们胜过他，是因为他们以虽至于死也不爱惜那个天然的性命。
Now, brothers and sisters, when that happens, we read.Now the kingdom has come.
弟兄姐妹，当这些事情发生的时候，我们才读到说，现在国度都来到了。
When that man child in whom Christ is fully formed, when he is born, we see when he's ready, then the Lord has a corporate vessel that overthrows the kingdom of the enemy.
当这样一个男孩子，基督的生命在他里面能够逐渐成型，当他被生出来的时候，我们看到撒旦和他的国就要全部的被扔到地下。
May the Lord lead us. May the Holy Spirit lead us into all truth, all reality of the saints.
愿圣灵，愿神能够带领我们进入到一切的实际和真理的里边。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, indeed, we do thank you for your grace.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
We thank you, Lord Jesus, because today we can stand because of the blood of the Lamb.
主，我们感谢你，今天我们得以站立，是因着羔羊的血。
We pray, Lord, that your Spirit may open our eyes.
我们祷告，愿你的灵来开我们的眼睛。
We don't want this just to be a doctrine, a matter of truth that we understand in our minds.
我们不愿这只是一个教训，或者是一个我们在头脑里面明白的真理。
Oh, help us to stand day by day by day in the acceptance of the beloved.
主，愿我们每日都能够站立在这被神所接纳的爱子的根基上。
And to have that word of testimony.
也让我们能够来有这见证的道。
Jesus is the Lord. He is the victor.
耶稣是主，他是得胜者。
And even not loving our soul life until death.
也让我们不爱惜自己的性命以至于死。
Lord, do it for your own glory, we pray.
主，愿你为着自己的荣耀来成就这事，我们如此祷告。
And we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们如此祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.